Ontario to Expand Industrial Energy Efficiency Program, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice.
IESO will expand its industrial demand-side management program in September, increasing funding and allowing both larger and smaller participants than currently permitted.
The Electric Demand Side Management Program incentives are intended to help industrial, municipal, institutional, and healthcare organizations to implement proven, commercially available energy savings technologies that would otherwise be too costly. The new program will triple the incentive cap to $15 million from $5 million per project and allow participants 5 years to complete installation, up from 3 years. The minimum savings to qualify will be reduced to 600 MWh/year from 2,000 MWh/year. For the first time, the program also will provide funding for feasibility studies. The grid operator also is making the application process simpler, with a single sign-off application and a first-come, first-served intake.
The program is part of IESO's $1.80 billion 2025-2027 EDSM plan, which is forecasted to reduce peak demand by 900 MW and save 4.6 TWh of electricity by 2027.
Ontario, which is projecting 75% load growth by 2050, plans to spend $10.9 billion under a 12-year funding commitment that began in January, tripling the province's historical e-spending.
The new industrial program was informed by the province's experience under its Save on Energy program, a review of industrial programs in other regions and stakeholder feedback. Nicole L. Hynum, supervisor of IESO's custom business programs, said in an August 21 webinar.
Some customers in the Industrial Energy Efficiency Program did identify some challenges with the program, including funding cycles that maybe didn't align with your capital planning cycles and a more risky application process that didn't work for industry because it was competitive, Hynum said. The thresholds for the project size were too large for some industries, and the incentive levels were competing with other demand-side management programs and were less than those other competing offers. So, you know, it impacted participation. Under the former program, incentives were proposed by participants based on their project needs. The new program will pay the lesser of $300 per megawatt hours, 75% of eligible project costs or the amount that would provide a project payback of 1 year. A project that saves 5,000 MWh/year in a local needs area would receive incentives of up to $2.25 million, subject to the eligible cost payback test and a $15 million cap. Participants can seek an exception to the $15 million cap based on their business case. Eligible projects must save electricity for at least 4 years after the end of a 1 year measurement and verification reporting period. Participants will receive 50% of their project incentive based on a review of their first quarter M&V report in the balance after a review of the year one M&V report. Ineligible to participate are electric generation projects, except approved waste energy recovery where the recovered energy offsets the facility's own load. Behind-the-meter storage, unless the storage improves the efficiency of other project components, resulting in net electricity savings. Lighting projects.
Fuel switching, unless approved by IESO, and
local distribution company infrastructure efficiency measures. The final design of the program is expected to be approved in early September, with the program launching late in the month. This is year one of a 12-year framework, Hynum said. We will no doubt be enhancing this program to meet evolving marketplace and electricity system needs.